The White House Report.
President Trump is in a lot of hot water this week, be it the issue of national security when it comes to that press conference and everything that stems out of that that happened in Helsinki with President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, or the tape that has surfaced that Robert Mueller allegedly has of Michael Cohen, the president's former attorney, and the president talking about the payment to a model. I talked with Congressman Elijah Cummings about it all. Cummings sits on the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He's the lead Democrat of that committee.
This is a deep national security issue. I was in the deposition with Lisa Page, and I can't talk a lot about it, but the way she described it to us is that this is one of the greatest threats. We appear to have a president who has been compromised, and that's just the way it looks. And as a result of that, the question becomes, is he deciding things based on things that are good for America? Or is he deciding on things that are just good for himself? Now, we see the evidence clearly that it seems to be himself. But the ramifications of that is that you then have a foreign country basically controlling our lives. And so I just think this is where I'm concerned. You know, I hear all my friends, my Republican friends, talking all this talk. But talk is cheap. Talk is very cheap. I dare them to now do some things to correct our voting system and to deal with Trump. They are aiders and abettors to what he is doing. But when you ask me, but I have the utmost confidence that Mueller is getting very, very close to Trump. And the Republicans in Congress and in the Senate are basically acting as a group of defense counsel for the president when they ought to be checking him. Mm-hmm. But we're getting close to the Waterloo here.
And last thing, sex, lies, and videotape. Apparently, there are reports that Cohen has Donald Trump on tape talking about payment to a model.
Certainly, there's some lawyer ethics problems there. And I think basically what those tapes are going to show is, there's going to be some contradictions as to what President Trump has been telling us. Keep in mind, President Trump has not met, he's been able to just spew out his tweets without having to answer for them. You have done a great job. I watch you. I'm trying to get to the answers. But now he's in a corner, you know, and he doesn't know what they have. But one thing he does know, they have a lot. I think he's banging on the door of the White House. I mean, of the Oval Office. Not just the White House, the Oval Office. And I think he's very, very close. I would expect to see some more indictments very soon. I just hope America realizes that we're fighting for the soul of our democracy. This is no joke. And if ever people were going to vote, this is the time to vote. Our country is moving backwards, and Trump keeps saying, make America great again. Basically, he's saying, take us back to where we were many years ago when people did not have the rights that they have now. Folks did not have the opportunities that they have now, where we allowed our oceans and streams and air to be polluted. That's back. That's where he's taking us. And we can't allow that to happen.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.